Good morning, I'm Mark Mixler with a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WPYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WPYS.com. Buzzy's Best of the Year has been announced. Mid-America National Bank has announced the winners. From Cuba Elementary, Jackson Gibney. From Lewistown Central, Maya O'Brien. From Lincoln Elementary, Brooklyn Dennis. From Eastview Elementary, Brody Braden. And from Westview Elementary, Geneva Mitchell. Winners selected each month became eligible for Buzzy's Best of the Year. Each winner is a fourth grade student who was selected by their teachers. Students have proven to be a good citizen, cooperative, a hard worker, and are kind and helpful. This was the 21st year that Mid-America National Bank presented the award. A Canton man is facing charges after a single vehicle accident at Canton Lake over the weekend. Fulton County Sheriff's deputies say they responded to a report that a vehicle had gone off of the road and into the water early Saturday morning at just before 3:15. Witnesses told authorities that they saw headlights from a car in the water and then saw the car become submerged before finding a male subject climbing out of Canton Lake. Witnesses also told deputies that the man who had apparently been driving the car told them that he was the only person in the vehicle. He then allegedly left the scene on foot. Members of the Copperas Creek Fire Department dive team were called to assist and locate and search the vehicle. It was determined that there were no other occupants in the vehicle. Drivers then assisted Harmon Towing removing the car from the lake. Deputies say that a further investigation indicated that the driver of the vehicle was 22-year-old Tyler J. Anderson. Anderson was found hiding in a garage at his girlfriend's residence at about 6 Saturday morning. He was then arrested and taken into custody without incident. He was taken to the Fulton County Jail and charged with driving while license is suspended, operation of an uninsured motor vehicle, failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident leaving the scene of a property damage accident, and failure to report an accident to police. He was later released with a June Fulton County court date after posting bond. Despite all the recent rain in Fulton County and the rest of the state, corn planting is about on pace with previous years. 4 days were suitable for field work this past week, and some producers had to replant flooded fields, says Illinois crop statistician Mark Slusner.
Corn planting increased by 14 points and is now 89% finished. 67% of corn acres have emerged compared to 69% normally. The condition of the Illinois corn crop was rated 15% of acres very poor to poor, 34% fair, and 51% good to excellent.
48% of soybeans have been planted and 18% have emerged. 94% of the winter wheat crop has headed, and the first cutting of alfalfa is now 39% complete. A doctor is offering tips to help keep children safe while swimming in the pool this summer. Dr. Neha Vias says one of the first steps to preventing accidental drowning is to teach children how to swim.
It's always good to make sure that children know how to swim. And children as early as a few months old can get used to being in the water. They have special swim schools nowadays so that children can learn to blow bubbles and float and just get used to the water.
Dr. Vias says swimming lessons can never take the place of adult supervision. A recent national poll shows that parents often underestimate the risk of drowning in pools with no lifeguard. Nearly 40% of parents polled said they would allow their child to swim unsupervised in a home or hotel pool. Dr. Vias says just because your child knows how to swim doesn't mean they aren't at risk for drowning. That's been a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WBYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WBYS.com.